Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Podcasts.
It's the DVE Morning Show. Mike Pursuta along with Val Porter and Bill Crawford. Time now for one of the best segments of this week or any other week. It's time for Soft Dumps with Joe Bartnick.
Soft Dumps.
Well, there's nothing better than a soft dump to create some good offense.
With Joe Bartnick on DVE.
Yeah, Joe! Let's go!
Joey B!
What's up, fellas? Mikey, nice to see you.
Great to see you, and man, this thing is ratcheting up. Great week for the Penguins. Of course, New Jersey's a layup now, but Boston to kind of finish off last week on Sunday. Man, that was an exclamation point, wasn't it?
It was great. You know, it's funny. I think we talk about this every time. They always look great until right before we do the segment. It's always like, no drama. I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I'm at home with a blank notepad. And all of a sudden, they play Tuesday. Boom, we got a lot to talk about. But you got to love it. 3-0. I mean, it was Fort never lose for a minute there. I mean, you know, they beat up on the Devils, which is not the easiest team to beat up on. Sunday was just an execution of Boston. I mean, how much better could it get? Sid was doing charity work. He was covering. He was making sure you cover with a second left.
Of course, it.
I mean, those are the guys that should get the charity bags. The people betting on matinee hockey.
Yeah, hey, they all count for somebody. There are no meaningless goals in the National Hockey League. But Tuesday night, Joey B, not a disaster, but maybe a reminder that, hey, the Bruins aren't bad either.
No, you know, and it kind of hurt because, you know, our big guys, our perfection line, -3. Some people say it's a meaningless stat, not when you're -3. And Toomer Hall, the cancer, danced Sidney. So – didn't look good. And we don't have an answer in the face-off circle for Patrice Bergeron.
Nope.
He's like Bugs Bunny. He wins every way possible. He can dress as a girl. He's going to win the face-off. I've never seen a guy that dialed in on the face-offs. He's incredible.
Joe, yesterday on the show, Borky said, to beat Boston, you got to beat Bergeron. And when you keep the perfection line off the score sheet, you win.
Absolutely. I also think what killed us was we went 0-for-2 in the power play at the beginning of the first period. Never a good sign because you know they're going to get a makeup call. It's impending doom. Then they go 0-for-3. I mean, there's no possible way. But at least it did kind of make the people say, oh, you know, we're going to have the best 2 power play units in hockey. We can split them up. We have an abundance of talent. Yeah, I don't think so. I think you got to put a Hall of Famer on the top power play. I know I have a Geno sweater in my closet, but I don't think you keep a Hall of Famer on the bench because Jared McCann's been hot for 2 weeks. You don't think Geno might have found a way to put one past Tuukka Rask? And we got to solve Tuukka Rask. We act like he's Martin Brodeur. He's Tuukka Rask. Bring in the Godfather. Someone stand in front of him and scare him a little bit. He's got a free ride out there. He hasn't even broken his sweat. He didn't take his shower. He's right back to the Hyatt.
So, looking ahead, postseason, usually the power play opportunities go down and the whistles go into the pocket to a degree. Are you anticipating the same thing this postseason?
Yes, but I think they can help. I think that helps the Penguins because our penalty kill is not very good. So the less penalties they call, I think really helps us. But, you know, when we take a penalty, can we actually take a penalty? I mean, let's get our money's worth. They got Erod for roughing? How can that guy can't rough anybody? It should have been Erod for teasing. Erod for kind of bugging. He was bugging Patrice Bergeron. Like, he didn't mean to hit him. He bumped into him. Got in the way. I mean, of all the guys to call a rough on, Erod. That's how much they were looking for that makeup call. But, you know, when our top line's -3, I'm not going to complain about the officiating. But we didn't get Tim Peel. We got Steve Schlitz last night. So I'm going to say, should have been a 5-on-3. That was kind of an intent to injure Check to the back of the snake. I thought you have to call that. That was a bad board.
Me too.
If Jake wasn't so tough, it would have been a penalty. He gets up quick. Like, what happened? Stay down.
Stay down, kids. Stay down. We had to get Mickey right on the glass, and then you can kind of orchestrate that. Hey, Joe, we're all waiting on Malkinen to see what happens there, but they've already got Kasperi Kapanen back, and boy, that's a sigh of relief.
Really? Absolutely. And he's been looking good the last couple games. I was scared to death when he fell and smashed his face. I had visions of Kevin Stevens dancing in my head. And, you know, the fact that we were losing, it was like, this is okay. We're losing. We can take this loss. It's just the whole game had kind of a bad feeling to it when we didn't score those power plays. And I was like, man, please get up. And when he was skating around like two shifts later, I'm like, this is a great sign, an absolutely great sign.
Another great sign is that 77 guy looks like he's still got some wheels.
Jeff Carter, the party starter. You know what? No matter what, Jeff Carter's worth the acquisition because we got a goal call out of Mike Lang. If it wasn't for him, we would have never had it.
I said yesterday on the show, Joe, that it was like seeing Dice Clay come back and only doing one nursery rhyme. I'm like, I feel like we could have cheated. Why couldn't he come back against Jersey when we're filling the net? That's
great. Yeah, absolutely. You thought it was never going to happen, too. It's like Carter's like, no, no, no. Everything settled. I got it, guys. I got it. What a cannon. That just makes me excited about having Gino back because we're strong down the middle. That's all you've ever heard. Got to be strong down the middle. Carter's a great third line. He's doing a little bit of everything. He's still got the burst, guys. When he puts in the overdrive, he's gone.
Yeah, I'm with Crawford on that Dice Clay thing. Hickory dickory dock, time has run out on the clock. Hey, Joe, last thing for you. Next time we talk to you, the Penguins' regular season is going to be about over. Where do they finish? First, second, third, or fourth, and who are they going to end up playing?
I think they're going to finish second, and they're going to play the New York Islanders, unless I'm just dreaming that. I don't think they're going to go for it. I think the Capitals are just going to steamroll. I mean, they're winning without Ovechkin. So let you know about that. And I think they're going to – the Washington Capitals are going to play Boston, and that's going to be a war. And we have to squeak out 7 games on the island.
Keep Ed Westfall and David Volek out of the picture, please.
Isn't it funny how – the Islanders have done more to ruin, you know, my grandfather's happiness, my happiness, than pretty much any organization. And I just don't hate them as much as I should.
Yeah, that's well said. Hey, Joe, great stuff. Appreciate it as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Oh, you guys are the best. Have a good weekend.
That was Joe Bartnik with Soft Dumps. It's the DVE.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.